So it sounds like our ad hoc committees are starting to work. That's good news.
Can I say there's the policy committee, which is Emmy and Barbara and me. And the bylaws have been updated, and I didn't share them this month just because other things going on. And it's not a big change on them. We just took out one thing that doesn't apply anymore. That's it. And I'm sending other policies to them via email, and we just talk about it that way, because with everyone's schedule, it's hard to get together. We're going to work on just the general policy that is the one that's public posted for the public. We're going to work on that. And we're also going to work on, we have to update our meeting room policy. And the staff and I looked at it, and we made some changes, and I'm going to present it to y'all for your input. And then I guess we can think about what other policies. But I'm just sharing them with them via email, and then they get back to me with their comments. And
that's great.
We always have an opinion.
Everyone does. It's worked pretty smoothly. So the bylaws are done, and those will be next month. And probably some other policies will be ready too. And mm-hmm. I'll send them to everyone so that they can read them.
Okay. Great progress. Thank you. Anything else on ad hoc committees? Friends of the Library report.
They didn't meet last month. They're meeting in September. Yeah, and I think we talked with them, and they said the month we meet is the month that they would have someone here to make a report.
Okay. Good. All right. So what do we need to have on the agenda for the September 4th?
Oh, I told you, I looked at the page.
I brought mine, and I didn't bring it.
It's not discarded. I just took it out of the thing, so it's in a file. But
I think, do we start with looking for the getting bids for the audit?
Yes.
And we approve that. And Bill Grimsley's the man that's done it the past few years. I just need to get in touch with him to see if he wants to do it again. Because we have 120 days to get it completed after the end of the fiscal year. So that's basically December, but if we start in September or even October, he's fast.
And he gave you the indication that he's still doing it?
That he is, but I haven't gotten an official letter from him, so I need to contact him to say.
He's been doing it quite a while, hasn't he?
Yes.
The only other thing I know of that's not on the agenda, but it's just for y'all's information, is that there is a meeting in September. Mm-hmm. With the
Lions Club. The 28th.
September 28th. And Jeannie has been asked to speak, and I'm going to help her, and we're going to put together a presentation on the library district. And so we may send that out to you all ahead of time and ask for input and feedback on that. So that you can see what we're, and part of it is going to be like a fact sheet that we want to add to our website, which will help, I think, people in a short version with bullet points and so forth understand what a library district is and how we are funded and so forth.
And besides the Lions Club, are there other groups that I think that's really important to present what we have, mm-hmm. because
you could do it to the women, the ladies. Mm-hmm.
I think there are several that we'll probably do when we work on this expansion thing and we're ready to get input from the community. We'll want to involve many groups, I think, at that time. That's kind of what we did before we did our 5-year plan. We went to
But this is more of presenting what we offer.
What we are.
Yeah.
And because I know when I talk to somebody that, you know, that I just meet and I mention the library, really, you know, it's like, where are these people?
We're so, in La La Land.
Yes, you know, how could you not, you know, check it? But anyway, I think it's vital for us to have a presentation of our beliefs.
I'm shocked sometimes how many people don't have books in their home. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they're not.
But they'll never have as many as yours.
No. But when we were house hunting, we would go to homes and look, and there was not a book, a magazine, even a Bible on. I mean, it was shocking sometimes.
The TV or the phone.
Yeah.
And that's where they.
And so I think it's not front of mind for a lot of people, libraries.
Yeah.
And, but then on the other hand, for other people, it's, you know, it's essential.
You know, Jeannie showed us a video or a podcast or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Nancy would found
that,
it.
Oh, you found it. Okay. That showed the Austin Public Library and some others as well, but it was the library is more than books is really what the theme of it was. And one of those things was a seed catalog, and here or seed, what do you call it? Seed?
Library.
Library.
Yeah.
A seed library, anyway, was one of those things that they had in Austin. But we're going to be looking at all of the kinds of things that we can do. Of course, they have lots of money and lots of space, and I mean, their building is what?
In Austin, 220,000 square feet downtown.
I think it was like 5 million or something.
It's a phenomenal.
It is.
A phenomenal building.
If y'all have, when they were building.
If y'all have not been, I would encourage you
I
to go.
I have not been.
Oh my gosh, you need to go.
It's
awesome.
It is awesome.
Well, we can get ideas from places like that and put in some things that we can do. But we're servicing more people now than we did before.
Oh my gosh, look at the stats. Yeah.
And with activities that they've not had before, and that's one reason we're looking at more personnel, is we can do more things with more personnel than we have at this point. So libraries more than books. Just have to keep saying it to people.
The comment on, and it was on CBS Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Yeah, if you go on YouTube.
Jane Pauley, y'all know.
CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah, CBS Sunday Morning.
And it was, let me see if I can find it for you and I can tell you.
I'm not sure.
Which one it was. It was, look on YouTube, look up, if y'all want to write this down and you can look at it at home. It's called Beyond Books, the 21st Century Public Library, and it was a segment shown on CBS Sunday Morning, Beyond Books, : the 21st Century Public Library, and the basic premise of the story was that it's more than a warehouse of books, a library, it is the community's living room, it is where people come to gather and be together, do things together, and so
and learn
together. Yeah. And it was a pretty interesting.
It was very good, and it was what, 7 minutes?
Seven minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. So they gave a good deal of space. That's good on something national to get that much time for libraries.
Yep. So. Anyway, that just wanted to tell you about the Lions program that we're going to be doing. And that was prompted, I think, by, who was it again?
Well, the Lions invited us.
They invited us,
yeah.
So that's why we're going now, Emmy, instead of, you know, making a push, us making a push. This is them inviting us.
Once you do the Lions, they'll come home and they'll talk to their...
Yeah.
You guys probably...
Rotary is closed.
They've disbanded?
Disbanded, yeah.
So is Lions the only...
The Masonic, though, isn't there?
There is a Masonic lodge still.
But they're small, or...
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know.
They have a hard time getting young men, so it dwindles. Is there...
Anybody else have anything else they want to add about upcoming library?
I had it when we were talking about it. What about the website getting updated? What about us finding somebody?
Well, there's three groups or people we've talked to. One of them, we're going to have a Zoom conference with her on Thursday. Nancy's going to sit in on that. And then there's two organizations or businesses Nancy has spoken to, and I think you're working on getting time set up with them. And all of them we'll design and work with you to design websites.
I just don't know costs. So.
It's the cost.
Yeah.
Like the one we're meeting with Thursday, you can get on a plan where they'll also maintain it. And once a month or however you set it up, they go in to look at it, to update and all of that. So
it's just a matter of getting these on the schedule where we can meet with these folks and kind of nail down some specifics.
Because I know that was one of the biggest complaints during the election.
Yeah.
Was finding anything on our website.
And we kind of thought we'd like to have this ready by December 1st. If we can talk with these people and say, this is kind of when we want it done, before the holidays, and be ready for the new year and so forth. Give us a little time to look at it.
So the Chamber of Commerce doesn't have a website?
They do.
And who did theirs? Maybe.
It's part, I don't know. I think it's connected to the village somehow. I mean, it looks like the villages anyway. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'll have to ask them. I could call and find out.
So is one of the committees working on the website, or how did you go?
We were looking at it, and we were going to get some information and bring it back to you.
And
we really didn't have any specifics to share yet, so it was a matter of just a couple of people going out. And then once we had three people to report back on, then we can share that and go from there. I don't know what we'll find out, but I felt like, you know, that's a starting point.
Yeah, I'm glad you started.
One of them has done libraries before. The others, other two haven't. It would be nice for us to see a sample of what they've done.
Well, and
some others.
And we can. You know, the one that has done libraries, she was recommended by the library district in Bull Verde, Texas, which is the Mammon Family Public Library. And that was one of the websites we liked. That was easy to look. So
is there any way to get teenagers hooked on what we have, or more than, you know, I know they're active. Would the school allow us to go advertise, or?
Well, they do. Actually, when there's things going on, we can send the information, the flyers or whatever, to the administration office.
Okay.
And they send it out to everyone. They've let us both do physical hard copies, and they've also let us do where they send it out, because they send out regular email blasts, whatever you want
to
call them.
Parents, yeah.
And they let us do that.
Yeah.
And there's times that, more than once, pretty much every year, Julie and April go to the campuses.
Okay. Yeah.
For special events, and they'll have a table there to talk to people. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Anything else?
My brain is just whirling.
Wish.
Thinking of things.
I think we're all busy and involved, so that's good. Everybody's got a job. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'm
going to say. All in favor?